Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, and this show is for August 3rd, 2018. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is a challenge to podcasters to create a podcast a day in the month of August, and a challenge to listeners to try to keep up. You can find out more and subscribe to all the shows all at once at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This year, I'm covering a word or phrase a day from my childhood that meant something to me and my eight brothers and sisters, and I'll provide the context behind that phrase. I'm calling it my family phrase, and then you and I will get to know each other a little bit better, and you can be considered part of my extended family that way. So today's word of the day, before I get into that, I just want to say that summer is officially here when the Dog Days of Podcasting starts. I hear the voices, I hear the theme songs, I hear the podcasts that I haven't heard sometimes in a year, and it brings back memories. It's funny, we've been doing this so many years, it's now bringing back memories each year. I hear some of these podcasts and I think, wow, this reminds me of when I was cleaning out our house in 2014 to move to Arizona, or this one reminds me of getting ready to go up to Wyoming for the solar eclipse last year. It's funny that this stuff is triggering memories, and it doesn't seem like it's been going on that long, but it has. And keep it up. You people are wonderful. The other announcement is that Technorama and Comedy Forecast do actually have a live show coming up at Dragon Con. This is 8:30 p.m. Saturday, September 1st at the Hilton Galleria 6, same room as it was last year if you were there. Kind of downstairs in the basement, way in the back, where the podcasters seem to live. Pretty easy to find if you follow the signs, and the escalator is in fact working. So we will be doing that. Still no news about the topic is Trek on the Trek Track. But hey, if we didn't make Dragon Con a little bit busier every year, what fun would it be? We will be participating in the parade again this year as the closers with our Robot Santa from Futurama. We are adding two or three more characters. We were in touch with somebody who's working on her Leela costume, and we also heard rumors of a Zap and Kip, so that should be interesting. Looks like all the others will be returning, so we'll have two Fries, two Zoidbergs, and a Farnsworth in a... Anyway, we'll get... No singing on this show. Today's word of the day is red snapper. And you may think of, ooh, that's a good fish. I like eating red snapper. This is not the red snapper you may think of. This red snapper refers to my mom's 1972... I'm going to do another car today. I think it was a 72 Ford Maverick. It was kind of orangish red. It wasn't red, but it was almost a tomato soup red. Maybe it was faded, but again, another, for the time, it was a mid-sized car, small car. But when you look at one of these things today, it is just a behemoth by comparison to, say, a Toyota Prius. And this was, again, my mom's car. She, as I explained yesterday, she liked to name her cars after oceanic themes. The family was big into scuba diving and group travel that involved scuba diving. We were just starting our scuba charter business where we would take people to shipwrecks. I might get in more of that later. I don't know if there's a boat or something in this list. I'll have to look. Yeah, there is. Yeah, later in the month, I'll get to some of the boats involved with that operation. But the Red Snapper had an interesting quirk. And it was a, I forget if it was a three on the tree or if it was a stick. I want to say it was a three on the tree. So it was a manual transmission, but you shifted it from the steering column. Make sure our younger listeners know what three on the tree means. So it was a three speed and you shifted it from the steering column. So although it looked like an automatic at first, where you would pull the lever on the steering column to go from park to reverse to neutral to drive to low, whatever. This one had a shifting pattern. Well, the Red Snapper had an interesting problem with its clutch mechanism and the shifting linkage, and every once in a while it would get locked up. Well, fortunately, my mom found just the right tool on one of our shipwreck dives. It was a long iron rod that had a loop handle on one end and a hook on the other. It's about 3.5 feet long. And she carried this in the car. It was covered with rust when she found it. But we took a grinder to it and ground all the rust off. So there was just this black, pitted, 3 foot long piece of iron rod with a loop and hook. And it made the perfect tool because you could stick it down into the engine compartment, turn it about 90 degrees, get a hold of that troubled linkage spot, give it a good tug, and your problems were solved. That's not a long-term solution, but it worked. I don't know if we ever ended up selling that thing, junking it, trading it in, but I pity the poor person who had to learn that the hard way and perhaps didn't have this shipwreck artifact to get them out of a tight spot once in a while. Or maybe if it was traded in, the mechanics at the garage actually took care of it. So that's the Red Snapper and news of the world as I see it today. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope you found that interesting and perhaps slightly entertaining. If not, I'll try again tomorrow. Until then, you can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com, which has info to me, my podcast, my work, my books, links to social media, and all that kind of stuff. Until then, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the dog days, and I will talk to you again real soon.